Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marshall Tucker bringing us back. I heard that band in Las Vegas. I've known about them since they started back in the waybacks, but I heard them for the first time live in Las Vegas a month or so ago. It was really good. Great job. They still had one of the original members still doing the lead singing. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. And we got our good friend Eva Rosenberg, celebrating her 15th year as a member of our Brain Trust. She's with us right now. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the tax mama. She is an enrolled agent and an enrolled agent expert. And what we're going to talk about this, we've been talking about so many different things. She's just a wealth of good information. What we're going to talk about this segment, Eva, is how to prepare
exiting
estate,
your business.
Yeah, the estate part of your business to your family. You know, as I tell my audience, I tell them this regularly, Eva, one way or the other, head first or feet first, we're all going to exit our business.
We certainly are, and those who are working way too hard may find that happening sooner than you expect. And, mm-hmm. you know, right now we're facing a few mortality issues. And, you know, that really brings the idea to the forefront. What happens if you cannot work? What happens when you're incapacitated short-term or long-term? Mm-hmm. What is it you're going to do? And I really want you to start thinking about that now while you have the control mm-hmm. to be able to do something about it. And, you know, you want to look at...
So you're talking about not only financial but management issues.
Exactly. Does mm-hmm. the business continue? Does it just die without you? So I want you to look at things like who's going to take over and run it? Will your family be able to sell it? What will you do if you can't work at all? You know, so the first thing that I want you to do is to find out if you can get disability coverage in case you can't work short-term, because that makes a huge difference and helps keep the overhead paid, keep staff mm-hmm. on payroll and so forth while you're not working. The next thing is, who is going to run the business? Do they know where all of your data is? Can they find your files? What are you doing to make sure that mm-hmm. if you're not able to work, there is a solid progression that allows your business to continue for the short term, or that your family can sell it for the long term? You know, I look at people, especially tax professionals, who get incapacitated or die. Can somebody take that business over? Will they know where all the client data is and how to access it? Mm-hmm. Somebody know what your passwords are? Is there a place that it can be found that it won't be stolen? You know, that dichotomy of accessibility versus theftability.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to look at that. Then you want to look at, do you have a partner? If one of you dies, are you stuck being partners with the other person's family who knows nothing
exactly
about it?
That's exactly what it is. That's the reason buy-sell agreements are made.
Buy-sell agreements, key man insurance
yeah. mm-hmm.
that buys out the family so you're not stuck with horrible partners.
That's right.
So these are some of the things that I really want you to start thinking about. Plus, if you want to take your company public, let's look at the good side. Have you prepared your business and done the fundamental things mm-hmm. so when it needs to be audited, it can be audited and come through with flying colors and get that very high IPO?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got some stuff to do that you really want to sit down with a good tax planner.
Well, this is when you stop being a corner fruit market. You know,
even if you're a corner fruit market.
This is when you stop being a lemonade stand and you start being a real business.
There
when you start doing this kind of planning, you know, okay, looks like I'm going to make it. I need to start paying attention. And Eva, this is what you're just describing. All these things that need to be done, and everybody who's listening is not arguing with you, even though they don't know how they're going to do it all. This is why I've said all this time that the hardest job on planet Earth is being the CEO of a small business. It's much infinitely harder than being the CEO of Exxon.
Well, it is, because we have to do all of this ourselves.
All of it.
And you need to make the time to do this, because assume your business will succeed from the beginning.
That's right. That's right.
And it will.
I got to wrap it up. TaxMama.com, right?
TaxMama.com. We're answering your questions.
Thanks for 15 great years, Eva. Come back soon.
You too.
We'll
thanks
see you
for
time.
Everything you do.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.